Good afternoon. We're going to get started with our Civic San Diego Economic Growth and Neighborhood Investment Fund Board Meeting. Can I have a roll call?
Chair Vasquez, Vice Chair Shaw, Treasurer Kilkenny, Directors Geisler, Avila, Russell, and Secretary Robinson are expected. And Director Jenkins and Rath are present.
Thank you. Any non-agenda public comment?
No, there are none.
Item number three, disclosures, ex parte communications. None. About some potential agenda items? Thank you. So moving on to consent agenda. Yes? Yes? Need to vote on that?
Move approval of the consent agenda with that change.
Okay. Vote.
The vote passes unanimously.
Thank you. Item number six. Ms. Whitley.
Present for you our annual report for Civic San Diego's New Markets Tax Credit Program. The New Markets Tax Credit Program was established by Congress in 2000 to spur newer increased investment into operating businesses and real estate projects located in low-income communities. The program helps economically distressed communities attract private investment capital by providing a tax credit worth 39% of their equity stake. The equity typically provides 20% of the total project costs. The program supports a wide range of businesses, including manufacturing, food, retail, housing, healthcare, energy, education, and childcare. Communities benefit from the jobs associated with these investments, as well as greater access to public facilities, goods, services. In addition, as these communities develop, they become even more attractive to investors, catalyzing further investment and revitalization. In 2012, the Civic San Diego formed the Civic San Diego Economic Growth and Neighborhood Investment Fund, or the Fund, to qualify as a community development entity for the purpose of applying for annual New Markets Tax Credit allocation rounds from the Federal Department of the Treasury. The fund uses the tax credits to attract equity investments from bank partners, which are used to provide financing for high-impact projects in low-income communities. In the past 5 years, the fund has been awarded allocations of New Markets Tax Credits in four rounds, totaling $133 million. Of that $133 million, $116 has been invested into low-income community businesses. The fund's bylaws require that 75% of its investments go to severely distressed census tracts, and so far 100% of the investments have met this criteria. Additionally, the projects have resulted in the creation and retention of more than 1,400 jobs. The fund has made investments into youth and family services, manufacturing, education, vocational services, and also healthcare. The fund retains modest fees from the closings of each transaction. To the extent the fee revenue exceeds the cost to manage the program, the excess funds are reinvested to further deliver critical programs and services to low-income communities. Consistent with that strategy, the fund has reinvested over $1.5 million into community bridge loans and supported access to capital activities for small businesses. The fund's first New Markets Tax Credit investment was the Copley Price Family YMCA in City Heights. The fund provided a $23 million allocation for the construction of a 53,000 square foot facility. The YMCA provides subsidized memberships for low-income persons and provides meeting space for groups serving at-risk youth and disenfranchised communities. The Y recently formed a partnership with Urban Life Ministries to open a new cafe within the facility's lobby and is planning to create a rooftop garden to provide green space for the community. The facility also attracts and catalyzes additional private investment through the use of the Fair at 44 outdoor market, which is located adjacent to the Copley Price Family YMCA. In November of 2014, the fund provided a $16.45 million allocation for Family Health Center's high-tech facility in Oak Park. The project has created 41 jobs and retained 167 jobs paying living wage or higher. The on-site clinic serves nearly 3,000 low-income and medically underserved persons annually. The project also makes its high-tech training facilities available for meetings for the community-based organizations such as MANA de San Diego and the San Diego Regional Task Force for the Homeless. It also provides health care and information technology education to its staff. In August of 2015, the fund provided an $8 million allocation of tax credits to Urban Corps of San Diego County. The project created 40 jobs, retained 56 staff jobs, and 127 jobs for Corps member trainees. Urban Corps has expanded its programming at their charter school to serve 240 disadvantaged students. Urban Corps accomplishes high graduation and job placement rates and has a significant number of students who enroll into college. So Urban Corps also provides environmental and community improvement services such as tree planting, furthering the initiatives of the city's climate action plan. They collect recyclables, and they also do energy efficient upgrades to the homes of low-income persons. In January of 2016, the fund provided $23 million in New Markets Tax Credits to help bridge a funding gap for the construction of the Jackie Robinson Family YMCA. The facility opened in October 2017 and is a home away from home for hundreds of families in the neighborhoods of southeastern San Diego. This project created 90 pre-development or construction jobs, with 35% of those jobs provided to low-income persons or residents of low-income communities, and provided 40% of subcontracting opportunities and 65% of direct pre-development or construction jobs to minority persons. Momentum Learning, or 37 ECB, is located in Normal Heights. This was made possible through a $7.1 million allocation from Civic San Diego, along with a $1 million allocation from Chase Bank. The project has created 55 pre-development or construction jobs and 25 full-time jobs paying living wage or higher. It is home of a new educational concept for the San Diego County, their Office of Education, that will focus on teaching at-risk youth tangible skills like culinary arts, welding, fabrication, and expanding opportunities for students to transition into living wage jobs. The project also provides a career technical education program that serves approximately 200 young adults each year and places over half of those young adults into jobs. In August of 2017, the fund closed the New Markets transaction for Thrive Public School, which opened a Linda Vista campus in August of 2018. The project is located in one of the most distressed census tracts in San Diego. Civic San Diego provided $6.7 million in allocation alongside a $6 million allocation from Excellent Education CDE. The project created 24 and retained 22 and a half jobs at living wage or higher. The project also provides 1,700 square feet of the property to Bayside Community Center for its continued social, educational, and advocacy services to the community of Linda Vista. In 2017, Goodwill Industries of San Diego purchased adjacent buildings in San Ysidro that it repurposed as an outlet center and distribution facility. It also made improvements to an existing storefront in San Ysidro to create a community employment center. The outlet center supports diverting millions of pounds of used goods from the landfill and provide those goods at affordable prices to low-income persons and reinvest proceeds into mission-driven initiatives. The Community Employment Center is expected to help 1,200 low-income persons and residents with disabilities and other barriers obtain training and better access to job opportunities. Civic San Diego provided a $12.6 million allocation of new markets for this project. In March 2018, Tyson Foods announced plans to relocate its San Diego operations, resulting in the elimination of 480 full-time jobs from its Otay Mesa plant. Ajinomoto Foods North America purchased the plant and retained 336 jobs. The $10 million new market tax credit allocation financed new equipment to add a third manufacturing line. We anticipate this third line will support 80 to 100 new jobs over the next couple of years. The project also provides opportunities for field trips, job shadowing, guest speakers, and internship opportunities. Our most recent closing was the Living Rooms at the Border transaction that closed in October of 2018. The fund provided $9.325 million in allocation. The project includes the construction of a 13,469-square-foot community-focused mixed-use development in San Ysidro that will include a 75-seat theater to host community events, 10 new affordable housing units, the expansion of Casa Familiar's low-cost social services offerings, and a coffee kiosk and training program for youth. And this project is currently under construction, expected to be completed first quarter of 2020. And in conclusion, since its formation in 2012, the fund has been fortunate to be one of the top CDEs nationally in terms of allocations awarded to CDEs with a local footprint. This reflects the fund having a strong advisory board and a track record of success for deploying tax credits. And with the inclusion of the one item presented to you today for approval and another project that's pending approval, we are fully deployed, fully subscribed. The fund has applied for an allocation in the latest round, the 2018 round, and due to the government shutdown, announcements of awards has been delayed, but we do expect in second quarter of 2019 that the announcement will be made. So in the meantime, staff is actively engaging potential applicants. We're continuing to build a robust pipeline, and we're also still exploring opportunities to fund smaller capital projects and small businesses. That concludes my presentation. I'm happy to answer any questions that you may have.
Thank you. Any questions? Director Jenkins.
I just want to note my appreciation of the marketing piece that was added to the as an addition to the report. I think it's very descriptive, very detailed, and it's also very positive. So, I don't have any comments or questions regarding the report. Thank you.
Anybody else? All right, thank you. Moving on to item number 8, Ms. Whitley again.
Once again, hello, Joanna Whitley, Portfolio Relationship Manager, Civic San Diego. Here with me today also is Allison Oley. She's the Executive Director of KIPP Adelante, should you have any questions for her. The requested action today is that the Civic San Diego Economic Growth and Neighborhood Investment Fund adopts a resolution to approve the making of loans by the Civic San Diego Economic Growth Neighborhood Investment Fund sub-CDE-11, for the KIPP Adelante Preparatory Academy project, to approve certain documents in connection with the transaction, to authorize the president and CFO to execute the transaction documents, and to ratify actions taken by the president and CFO necessary to close the transaction, and also authorize staff to make non-material changes to the transaction documents as necessary to close the transaction. In 2012, the fund, Civic San Diego, formed the fund, a nonprofit corporation, to qualify and serve as a CDE for the purpose of applying for annual New Markets Tax Credit allocations. To date, the fund has secured $133 million, and we use these allocations to invest in high-impact projects located in low-income communities. KIPP Adelante, part of the acclaimed KIPP National Network of Schools, is a public charter school focused on its mission to ensure students develop the academic skills, intellectual habits, and character traits needed to success in top-quality high schools, colleges, and the world beyond. KIPP aspires to serve as a thought leader in framing opportunities and access for youth in San Diego's urban communities and as a model for community collaboration in order to dramatically change life outcomes. Since 2003, KIPP Adelante has served students in the Barrio Logan, Shell Town, and other underserved neighborhoods of San Diego. The vast majority of these students come from low-income families, are minorities, or English learners. KIPP's charter was renewed last year and will remain in force through 2023 when they will apply for an additional five-year term. The project includes the development of a 1.9-acre site within the Jacob Center Market Creek development to construct a 28,500-square-foot school to enable KIPP to expand its enrollment from 330 students to 480 middle school students by the 2023 school year. KIPP will relocate from a commercial downtown space to a state-of-the-art campus and create new teaching and school operations jobs. The project will be completed in two phases. Phase one will include the building of a school for approximately 300 students now, then adding an additional wing in the fall for the increased enrollment. The site is located within San Diego's Promise Zone near the intersection of Euclid Avenue and Market Streets. The school is being built in the southwestern portion of the existing surface parking lot of the Jacob Center. The site is currently zoned to allow a school serving up to 300 students. KIPP has applied for a conditional use permit for this increased enrollment, and the local community planning group has recommended approval of the CUP. The fund is required to make 75% of its qualified low-income community investments into severely distressed communities. And this project census tract meets the definition, with poverty at 40.4%, area median income at 48.18%, and unemployment at 10.10%. In addition to the educational seats, the project is expected to retain 28 and create 8 new full-time jobs, providing comprehensive benefits and paying a living wage or higher. We also anticipate additional private investment as part of JCNI's 60-acre catalytic revitalization efforts and the San Diego Promise Zone. While KIPP is confident the CUP will be approved, due to uncertainty surrounding the timeline for that approval, KIPP has decided to take a conservative approach to the construction of the school. Phase one of the transaction will be closing first. We anticipate that to happen as early as next week. Phase two would close following the CUP approval that's anticipated by summer. For the transaction structure, the QEI is coming from Chase. It is in the amount of $10 million for phase one. The borrower is KSD Facilities LLC, a new entity set up to manage the project. And KIPP San Diego is the tenant, and the loans are secured by a mortgage on the property. KIPP San Diego will be providing both a payment guarantee and a completion guarantee for the project. Phase two will run an additional tranche of financing through the existing structure, with a second QEI coming from Chase in the amount of $2.825 million. The Phase 2 closing will necessitate certain amendments to transaction documents, and those will be presented to the fund board for final approval. This chart just shows the all-in financing structure with both phases. As you can see, it's a total of $12.825 million in QEI. With regard to fiscal considerations, upon closing the transaction, the fund will receive a fee equal to 3% of the QEI. That would be $300,000 for Phase 1, $84,750 for Phase 2. In addition, the fund will receive an annual asset management and compliance fee of 0.5% of the QEI for 7 years. That equates to $50,000 for Phase 1 and $14,375 for Phase 2. Also, an audit and tax cost reimbursement of $14,000 per year will be collected. A fee will also be collected to cover any legal and financial modeling expenses for the transaction. The Fund Advisory Board met on February 15, 2018, and voted unanimously 6-0 to recommend approval of up to $13 million in tax credit allocation for the project. The transaction documents in your packet are for the closing of Phase 1 only. The documents should be familiar to you. It's a standard transaction with a loan agreement, promissory note secured by a deed of trust on the property. There is also a community benefits agreement to memorialize expectations, the expected benefits of the project, and establish reporting requirements over the life of the loan. The indemnification agreement specifies the amount of indemnification provided by the fund and the sub-CDE to Chase in the case of a recapture event. Those events include the fund or sub-CDE failing to qualify as a CDE, the sub-CDE failing to use substantially all of the QEI to make QLICs into the project, or a distribution being made by the fund contrary to the terms of the amended and restated operating agreement, and bad boy acts. The agreement does have a cap on the indemnification for the sub-all failure and redemption. That cap is limited to fees payable and paid to the fund and the sub-CDE only. That cap is $650,000, and no liability extends to Civic San Diego. With the approval of this transaction and there's a remaining $4 million that will likely be held for Access Youth Academy or a LISC loan fund, which you've already approved. You can see that we are fully subscribed, and there's no more tax credits remaining to fund any future projects. And in conclusion, back to staff recommendation that the Civic San Diego Economic Growth and Neighborhood Investment Fund adopts a resolution to approve the making of loans by Civic San Diego Economic Growth and Neighborhood Investment Fund Sub-CDE 11 for the KIPP Adelante Preparatory Academy project, to approve certain documents in connection with the transaction, to authorize the president and CFO to execute transaction documents, and to ratify prior actions taken by the president and CFO necessary to close the transaction, and authorize staff to make non-material changes as needed to close the transaction. I'm happy to answer any questions you may have, and Allison Oley with KIPP is here as well.
Thank you. Do we have any questions from directors? None? So we need a motion to move this forward?
I move approval of the staff recommendation.
Second. Please vote.
The motion passes unanimously.
Thank you. That meeting is adjourned.